Cars to Protect on Beat.
Nappies. We've all worn one at one stage or the other, but disposable nappies are one of the biggest single contributors to plastic waste worldwide. So we asked one Waterford duo, Aisling and 9-month-old Quinn, to try cloth nappies.
Hi!
Hi, Quinn!
Hello.
I'm definitely really curious about it. And I know, you know, from an environmental perspective, like the amount of nappies going into landfill is just insane. You know, someone kind of said to me, like, even if you only used one a day, that's 365 less nappies a year in landfill. So we're curious, aren't we, Quinn?
The initiative is the Nappy Library Ireland, which is a non-profit providing nappy loan kits filled with a mix of cloth nappies so you can try them out before you buy your own. Kate Doyle from Wexford is part of the committee for Nappy Library Ireland.
So there's a variety of reasons why people decide to go for cloth nappies. I suppose the biggest one would probably be the environmental aspect. People would like to choose an option which is more environmentally friendly and generates less waste. I suppose if you compare it to disposable nappies, a child could go through up to 5,000 disposable nappies during their time between birth and potty training. And these will take roughly 450 years to break down. So parents want to choose something more environmentally friendly.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. OK, so and you know what? It's great, isn't it, to have the step-by-step guides in such a handy way. Yeah. And all the pictures and everything to show you how to use all the different elements. Because okay. I am really curious about the different fits, you know, because, I mean, I didn't know there were so many different fits. So it will be good to see what works best with Quinn's body shape. Oh, and these are the liners as well. Like, that's brilliant, isn't it? I have heard about the power of these liners for helping you get the heavy stuff out of the nappy and into the toilet. So
so they're a piece of fleece you put between baby's yes. bottom and the booster. Great mm. stuff. Well, I'm happily going to leave you for the week. You and Quinn, okay? Quinn, are you ready to do a little bit for the environment? You're so young doing it. I'm so proud of you. And Aisling, best of luck.
Thank you so much, Orla. We're so excited.
So armed with her bag of reusable nappies from the Nappy Library, advice on how to wash them and more, and with Kate on hand to give her advice as she needs it, Aisling and Quinn are off to experience the world of the cloth nappy. And it's fair to say that reusable nappies have had a bit of a bad rap down through the years, but Kate says times have changed.
The biggest difference, I would say, is washing machines and washing powder have completely, you know, they've come a long way in the last 30 or 40 years. So the washing of them is significantly easier than it was back in the day. The washing machine basically does all the work now, whereas before there would have been an awful lot of work on the parent involved. And then the other aspect is they have become a lot easier to use and close in terms of their design. So they're a lot more user friendly. They're very similar to disposable nappies in that you can close them with Velcro. So that's definitely what's come a long way. And they're more widely available. I think, you know, they're definitely easier and people are starting to see them more and more. They're available in the Middle Isle in several supermarkets, for example, in Ireland, which is maybe something that wouldn't have been done before.
So what's Aisling's verdict?
Yeah, really good. It was really interesting for me to get to try all the different types of nappies. So when the like loan comes to you, you get like a variety of all the different types that there are. So I didn't use everything that was in the pack, but what I did make sure was that of everything I used kind of one of each type of nappy. So that was really cool to experiment with what worked for Quinn and her shape, you know. It is like kind of trial and error, and in the leaflets that they send you with it, it says, you know, just get started, and actually that's the best thing to do.
If you want to try cloth nappies before you commit to buying them, or to simply find out more information, then find out what the Cloth Nappy Library are doing at clothnappylibrary.ie.
Definitely it feels lovely to be able to reuse, and to be like in this kind of weather it makes absolute sense because you can dry them so easily. I'm not sure, like I would like to spend a little bit more time learning how to like wash them, and that I wash them on a 40 which is what's recommended, but then you'd see other people saying it has to be a 60 and it has to be like an advanced wash, you know, and it kind of will take up a lot of time. But yes, for the environment, it would be obviously the right thing to do.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Quinn. Thanks a million.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.